We're doing Mishlei, we're up to what's commonly called the 8th chapter, the 3rd Pasuk. We'll start again from the beginning, because it's really a new topic, the beginning of the 8th, what they call the 8th chapter. Halochochma tikra utvuna titen kola. Wisdom calls out, understanding makes its voice heard, and the simple understanding here is that wisdom and understanding are really different words for the Torah that is calling out, and the Torah calls out to people, but it doesn't have to be taken as the Torah talking. It could just be wisdom and understanding that call to people. It's as though they're standing on top, on hilltops, to call out to a distance. It stands where there's a lot of traffic by the road. Beit Netivot Nitzava. She goes where there are many paths, meaning where there are many people passing, meaning wisdom is readily available. And it's up to a person to take it. The wisdom, the understanding, they call out in common places, meaning you don't have to go to the Dalai Lama to get wisdom. If you want to get smart, you could get smart in your own location. Liad she'arim lefikaharet. She is next to the gates. She is at the entrance to the city. Mivopitachim tarona. And she makes her voice heard at the mivopitachim. She comes by the entrances. She stands at the places where everyone passes by. And she's calling to people. Meaning, everyone appreciates the value of wisdom. Everyone knows that wisdom is something worth acquiring. It's not a hidden fact, it's a known fact. It's known all over that wisdom has tremendous value. Alechem ishim ekra. And what wisdom calls out is, she says, humanity, I call out to you. Vikoli el bnei adam. I make my voice heard to people. Havinu fitayim omaha. I ask you, the pitayim, the fools, the people that are easily tricked, I want you to understand and have cunning. Uchsilim, havinu lev. And you fools, I want you also to have a heart, to have understanding, to have knowledge. Meaning, often a person lives and a person is easily tricked. The person could say, oh, I'm gullible. Oh, I'm not so sharp. Oh, I'm not so good at business. Well, that might be true, but the capacity to learn these things is out there. And that's part of what we're supposed to learn from the wisdom or from the book of Mishlei. And Shlomo HaMelech says, wisdom is available if you value it, and everyone knows the value of wisdom, and wisdom will give you these tools, that cunning to discern between a deal you should or should not get into. Today, one of the common problems we have in this country and around the world is that there are brokers for forex companies. Now, very often a person will look at the fluctuations of a metal or a commodity or a currency and think to himself, if I get it right, I can make a lot of money. That's true. Now what happens when you get it wrong? So you have the representatives of the company that will come and explain to you how to make money. And you always have to ask yourself, if they really knew how to make money, why would they waste their time talking to me? They'd be out there making money. If it's as simple as they're trying to make it seem, if it's all calculations and statistics and I could learn like anyone else can learn, so then why would they spend their time talking to me? They'd be getting rich and doing other things with their time. And if they'd want to volunteer their time, they'd volunteer their time doing other things. And very often in life, you have to ask yourself, if what they're offering me is too good to be true, well then it's probably too good to be true, because otherwise, what do they need me for? you have Ponzi schemes that keep repeating themselves and people fall for them. You have those emails. Bill Gates wants to distribute his money. They want to see how much they could get this this email spread. Really. So it's nice to believe it. Part of what we're supposed to gain as we learn Torah is a certain cunning, not to fall for these things. Havinu fitayim oma. Wisdom says to people, I don't want you to be fools. I want you to have cunning. I want you to have the capacity to discern between what's a good idea and a bad idea, a good deal or a bad deal. Someone came to me a few months ago and offered me to buy gold, gold coins. So my first question was, how do you know it's not a counterfeit? So he said, well, it's a reputable company. I said, so? A reputable company can still make a lot of money by selling one counterfeit a day. Gold is so valuable that every coin you counterfeit can get you a profit of $1,000. Now, if they're such a big company, if they're selling, let's say, 500 gold coins a day, imagine they slip in three counterfeits a day. That ups their profit by $3,000. They're not making $3,000 on the sale of 500 coins. On 500 coins, maybe. But that's doubling their profit. Why shouldn't they? And if there's no governmental supervision, so how do you know? When there is governmental supervision, you have to ask yourself, how do you know? So the guy wasn't too happy with me because he had bought quite a few gold coins from them. Now, you look at gold. Gold went up by $200 since then. Do you tell yourself, gee, I was stupid, I didn't buy those gold coins? I don't. I don't tell myself that because you always look at one side of the deal and tell yourself, well, I could have made. But you have to look at the other side of the deal. If you got a counterfeit coin, you lost $1,400. You didn't make anything. And the same thing holds true with many things. A friend of mine called me up last summer when things were brewing with Iran. He said, I'm telling you, now's the time to invest in oil. I said, why? He said, well, one of two things are going to happen. If Israel bombs Iran, oil goes up. And if Israel doesn't bomb Iran, then oil's for sure going to go up. So whichever way it goes, now oil's going to go up. I agreed with his logic, but I didn't invest in oil. Why? Because I didn't have an account open to invest in oil. And if I would have opened an account with an investment firm, I said, how much am I going to have to pay in taxes? And how much am I going to have to pay the accountant who's going to deal with the taxes? So what's the most I can make? What's the most I can invest? And what's the most I can make on that investment? So I said, I can't risk more than this amount of money. And on that amount of money, well, the most I can make is, let's say, $300, assuming it goes up as much as I think it will. Well, $300, if I'm right, after I pay the accountant and I pay the fees of opening the account and closing the account afterwards and I get it just right, maybe I'll be left with $100 after I finished with all the headache. For $100 to go into this risk, I could also lose much more than $300. So I didn't go into it. Oil went up, but I don't regret not having gone into oil. I would have made that money. So what? But you have to look at the bigger picture. Part of what the Torah teaches us is not to be quick to be convinced. And the Torah teaches us oma, to be cunning. Don't just go for something. They try to sell you things, stop and ask. Ask questions. And people will sometimes try to pressure you from all kinds of directions. No. Being a Torah Jew means having good traits, but it doesn't mean being a fool. Quite the contrary. Torah is supposed to teach you not to be a fool, that you won't get duped by things. Havinu ftayim oma, the wisdom calls out and says, gain cunning. Don't be a petty. A petty is a person that goes after what he'd like to believe. He's gullible. Pasuk Vav. Shim'u kinegidim adaber. Umiftach sifatai meisharim shim'u, listen, ki negidim adaber, because I am going to speak important things. I am going to tell you what important people know. Umiftach sifatai meisharim. And when my lips open to speak, what I say is honest and what I say is straight. Ki emet yegechi kihi. Because when I speak, what I speak is truth. V'toavat sifatai resha. And my lips abhor wickedness. I want the truth. B'tzedek kolim refihi. Ein bahem niftal v'hikesh. Whatever I say is righteous, and you'll find nothing twisted. You'll find nothing that's less than straight and honest. Kulam nechochim lamevin visharim lemotzei da'at. Kulam. All of my words are nechochim. They are honest and straight. Lamevin. To one who has understanding. Visharim lemotzei da'at, and they're straight to those who find knowledge. And this is a fantastic line. Very often, we look at the Torah and we have questions on the Torah. And what the Torah says seems to us unfair. I remember about 15 years ago, I was helping an organization that was involved with giving food to the poor. And one of the rabbis I was very close to said to that organization that if they don't have a rabbi that guides them halachically how to run their organization, he will tell his congregants to stop donating to that organization. And I got very upset. So I went over to him. I set a meeting with him, and I said, I don't understand. The organization is feeding people who have nothing to eat. And how could you stop the good that they're doing just because you think it should be better? So he tried to explain it to me, and I wasn't convinced. I don't even remember what he answered me. In all honesty, I don't remember. I remember leaving his home very upset, to the point that I stopped going to his classes. And I was very fortunate that Hashem showed me the answer a few weeks later. There was, in our community, there was a huge political explosion when Hatzalah, the organization that saves people's lives, that's the ambulance corps that saves people's lives, when they basically went down under because they discovered that there was all kinds of embezzlement, that there were people there who were doing improper things within the organization, people who were in charge of the books, and they were doing things, they were allocating money improperly, and suddenly the whole organization was on the brink, on the verge of closing down, and they had a lot of debt, and there were a lot of things that no one knew about. All the volunteers were tzaddikim, doing everything they could to save people's lives, but they weren't looking at the books. And one of the people who was in charge of the books was very dishonest and had done things that were very wrong. Suddenly it hit me. Maybe they know what they're talking about. So maybe they're taking a tough stance, but what they're trying to do is ensure that this organization will last for a long time. So yes, to the organization, it was hurtful. How could you tell us you're not going to support us? So the answer is, well, there are other organizations we're going to support. And if you're not being run in accordance with halacha, so then theoretically what you're doing is very good, but we don't know exactly what's going on in your organization. And it's very possible that you're doing things that are not in accordance with halacha, such as embezzling money. So I was lucky because I hadn't understood them. I hadn't understood my teachers to the point where I'm telling you, I remember that I left the classes. I stopped going to that teacher's classes. It was a Rebbe I was close to, but I had a very hard time swallowing it. It seemed to me too harsh. Tells us Shlomo HaMelech in Mishlei, Kulam Nechochim, the words of Torah are straight, provided that you have the next word, Lamevin, provided that you can understand. Sometimes we're not on the level to understand. That doesn't detract from the truth, but we don't have enough understanding to see that. That's where I was back then. I couldn't understand why they were right. I was lucky that very shortly afterwards I started understanding. Kichumusari ve'al kahasef. Shlomo HaMelech says, take my teachings rather than money. Believe me, they're more important than money. V'da'at mecharutz nivchar. I want you to know that knowledge is more valuable than the most precious gold. So Shlomo HaMelech in these psukim is focusing on the importance of knowledge, of education. Shlomo HaMelech is telling us things that should be obvious, but we often tend to ignore. One of the biggest arguments I have with guys in the Machon is about education. Where guys are quick to say, I want to go out and earn money, and I'm quick to say, and how will you earn money 5 years down the road and 10 years down the road when you have a family to support? So people are very pressured to go and start earning money, and I say, yes, if it has a future. Yes, if you'll be able to cover your bills 5 and 10 years down the road. Knowledge is very important. Very often we're focused on the money we'd like to have now, the physical gains we want to have now. Shlomo HaMelech says, believe me, knowledge is more valuable. And Shlomo lived by this principle. When God asked him what he wanted, he didn't ask for money, he asked for knowledge. Remember the mashal about the king and his daughter. You guys remember, we discussed it earlier in the week. The king asks his top officer, what would you like? You want me to give you a city, a province, wealth, horses? And the officer says, I want your daughter's hand in marriage. So once he gets the daughter's hand in marriage, he'll have the wealth, he'll have the cities, he'll have the provinces, he'll have the soldiers, he'll have everything. That's what happens when you have wisdom. You have the wisdom, then you have the potential to get all of this. Kitova chokhma mipeninim, because wisdom is more precious than jewels. V'chol chafatzim lo yishvuva, and anything you desire doesn't come close to it. So Shlomo HaMelech has spent 11 verses stressing and reiterating the importance of wisdom. And we interpreted these verses as a reference to wisdom in general, because that's the literal meaning of the verses. Of course, Chazal interpret the psukim as a reference to Torah. That Torah is the wisdom we're talking about in Mishlei, and it is about Torah that Shlomo HaMelech is saying it is more precious than anything else.